Report and possible discussion on the retirement plan amendment update. John Hawes.
This is just, again, a non-action item. It's just bringing y'all's attention. A few weeks ago, I think Phil put in GM update that we had, as you all know, in your last meeting in October, the committee authorized the staff to, or actually amended the plans. In what cases, we split the defined contribution plan out from the plan that had both the DB and DC plans. And so now we have two plans as of November the 30th, a DB and DC plan. We had, of course, the committee had hired an attorney several months ago to Lydia Barton to help us with this process, which she did in writing the amendments and in writing the new plans. We have now submitted those plans to the Internal Revenue Service for determination letters, basically their approval and blessing, if you will, on those two plans that have now been amended and created. And of course, the ultimate goal was to then terminate, and that was also part of the resolution, was to not only create the DC plan, but also terminate the plan. So the plan was actually created as of November 30th, and it was also terminated as of November 30th. And that's all been submitted to the IRS. I believe it was January, Monica, when did you? January 7th, I believe, is when it was actually turned in the IRS. And you may have remembered on the GM update, and actually, and I put the same note basically in your write-up in Diligent. We believe it'll take anywhere from 6 months to 2 years to hear from the Internal Revenue. We're not sure. 6 months is probably best case scenario, obviously longer it could be, to hear from them. And once we hopefully get their approval of these two plans, we will then distribute the assets from the DC plan. Even though the plan's been terminated, the assets are still in the plan, but the plan is, of course, to distribute those assets out to the employees, and there'll be a whole educational and meeting process with the employees to explain how that is done and what their options are, where they can do that in a tax-deferred, in a continual tax-deferred qualified basis, but that will be forthcoming. It's possible it could happen latter part of this year under a best-case scenario, but more than likely it may be next year before.
Now, does the IRS send you an acknowledgement that they have received?
They sent it certified mail, so we'll get the card back. The attorney sent it certified mail, so we'll get a card back showing that, yes, it was received.
And do you have a personal contact within the IRS area IRS that it goes to?
I do not. As far as I know, Lydia does not either. The attorney does not either.
They normally, my experience is they'll actually send a letter accepting the application. So hopefully we'll get that soon.
Okay.
We'll be following up on that, and we'll certainly can. Okay. We'll be keeping up with it, trying to contact and find out whatever we can through this process. But
we did have an experience. I have an experience recently, and they are very, very burdened right now, the IRS is, for a lot of reasons, but particularly the just getting termination letters has been a real, real slow process lately. So the two-year deals may be impractical.
But that's where that stands, and we'll continue to keep each meeting. We'll give you whatever updates we have on that process, whatever we know or can find out about it.
Okay. So. Thank you. So again, no questions. You guys have any questions? Okay.